To me, that's just kind of a ridiculous thing. And I think it's true for this, too. I'm much more interested in targeted, I'll use the word targeted, adjuvant therapy, sure, like bevacizumab plus chemotherapy, than I am continually comparing combinations.
So if, in fact, this, and maybe you know that this has been decided or not, but if the ACOG adjuvant Bev trial does not allow carboplatin, are you going to participate in it?
Probably not, but I wouldn't participate for other reasons. It's a difficult group of patients to treat with cisplatinum, and they allow some regimens that are clearly extremely toxic, so you'd have to select highly selected patients. Most of the patients that I see for adjuvant therapy, and again, this may vary, most that I see are not candidates for cisplatinum. So I would have difficulty placing patients on the trial because I wouldn't see that many. They've had arrhythmias postoperatively. They're 73 years old. They need some form of treatment. They're still, but to use cisplatinum in that setting is very difficult. So I wouldn't have a whole lot of patients for that trial.
I thought I heard you allude to other reasons you wouldn't participate. I'm kind of curious what they would be. More political, economic, or something?
Yes. The NIH studies, and this is not my opinion alone, are not funded well enough for community oncologists.
Right, I figured that was what that was.
The CTSU mechanism only pays $2,500. It costs more to treat the patient on a clinical trial, follow up, get the information and data. So it's like you're subsidizing. And I don't have any other source of funds to subsidize. So that's a major issue.
Do you think there's enough noise being made about this problem?
No. Of course, I'm biased because I'm in the community setting. Bob Comas, he's been trying to get this change for years, but he's sort of fighting City Hall, in this case, the big City Hall, the government. And he's in charge of ECOG, and he's head of the Coalition of Cooperative Groups. He's a great guy.
It's frustrating.
Frustrating.
Right. So we're going to let industry do our research, I guess, right?
I think 99% is done by industry.
Well, they have got some good stuff done, though. I got to admit, it's not perfect, but they are getting some stuff done.
They're getting something done.
Unfortunately, something comes out like the WIND study of dietary fat reduction. Who's going to pay for that?
Well, that's right. Or even the scan study, the spiral CT scanning.